Welcome to a room filled partially with legends. Pete, how are we doing?
Mate, not too bad. We're missing that Williams bloke again. Maybe he's running and hiding.
Well, I think he would be after what he picked last week. Let's have a listen.
Last time on Lock It In.
I'm going to say, I actually need your help. Can you guys help me out with this one?
Oh, dear.
Stop me. All right, I want to pick the Raiders.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm going to lock them in this week.
Oh, is that where we're starting, are we? You're going to pick the Panthers in the...
They're going to bounce back, and they are going to put the cleaners through the Sharks like they did a few rounds back.
Oh, mate, look, I'm going to go 2 in a row. I think the West's against the Eels.
There we go. Tim picking the Tigers. Going 2 weeks in a row on the Tigers, we could have told him that that was always going to be a recipe for disaster.
I really can't say much after going down again with my Panthers, can I? I mean, geez.
2 weeks this season you've been allowed to pick the Panthers, and unfortunately they've let you down on both occasions, mate.
They have. But look, you know, you play your reserve grade team, you're expected to lose, aren't you?
Well, can we just point out Canberra Raiders with a solid victory against the Broncos that I picked? I'm very happy with that result.
Yeah, you know what? I got 7 out of 8 last week. It was only the Panthers that let me down. I tipped the Bulldogs to do it against the Dragons on Monday, and that, of course, came off.
He has no proof of this whatsoever. He's just saying that, ladies and
have
gentlemen.
Have a look at my tips, mate. Have a look.
I've stopped doing that because my tips have been pretty ordinary. All right, let's move on to who we're locking in this week. Pete, who you got?
Look, easily I could say the Panthers back at full strength without a kick out there. Up against the Roosters in our money game worth $600. Mate, I reckon they could go all the way, but I'm going to go the Knights at home to defeat the Warriors.
Well, I'd like to argue with you. I'd like to make a case for why that's insanity and that you got no chance whatsoever, as I ordinarily do. But I can't because I've awesome. Locked in the Knights as well.
Beautiful. It's a double lock. What could go wrong?
Yeah, actually, there's too much weight on this horse, ladies and gentlemen. Get off it. It's been handicapped. Well, Mitchell Pearce has returned. This is the thing.
Yeah, look, Mitchell Pearce back. I mean, they've lost Bradman Best. I think he's a great player.
He is.
Going to be anyway.
Yes.
In the future. But out for a while now. Got to have some surgery on his ankle. But look, they've got some troops coming back, and I think, you know, they're thereabouts, and I reckon this is the one where it'll turn the rest of their season around.
And I'm never convinced by the Warriors. I mean, last week they got touched up by Melbourne, but I mean, I guess that probably happens to everybody. But
I mean, a lot of teams have been touched up by Melbourne.
Which Warriors side will turn up on the day? Does anybody even know? Does Nathan Brown even know?
Nah, even Brown, he doesn't know. That's why they call them the Warriors. I mean, as the former coach of Knights, he'd probably love to win this one.
But
I can't see it happening.
No, I can't see that happening whatsoever. We've also got, just really quickly, Pete, can we just touch on this, mate? State of Origin 2 at Suncorp Stadium is going to be played on a Sunday evening. I've got it here, 8 p.m. Sunday evening, the 27th of June.
Why the hell do we keep changing what has not been broken for so long? I mean, Wednesday night, you know State of Origin's going to be on. You're going to get a late night and an early morning the following day. Cut it out, NRL. Absolutely ridiculous. I mean, we'll see the women on the Friday night in a standalone. Happy with that.
Yep.
But the guys don't need to be playing on the Sunday. We're giving everybody the round off.
That's right. The entire round is going to be shut down for it, mate.
I don't like it whatsoever.
No, that's...
And where's our Pacific Island internationals?
Yeah, that's true. That doesn't seem to be happening as well. So it's an entire weekend with just 2 games of rugby league. Looking forward to talking Bengala Group 21 that week.
Exactly right. And, of course, that's back this weekend. Happy days.
You can lock that in, legends. Thank you, Pete.
No drama.